So, Steve, you've finally got your man, haven't you? How pleased are you that you've got Matt Tubbs signed up now at Rotherham?
Yeah, of course we're pleased. It's, you know, I identified him, as you know, when I first came in, that we're late to bring him here. You know, but when you go for, you know, the size of fee that Matt goes to Bournemouth for, it was always going to be difficult, but we've had to persevere, we've had to be patient, and I've had to keep quiet for the last couple of weeks. I probably knew 2.5 weeks ago that Matt was on his way here. In fact, I think at one point he was due to sign the paperwork and had a lot of thigh strain and training. And you think, well, here we go again, here's another reason why it's not happening. But he gave us his word, and I know for a fact in the last week, 10 days, that there's been significant interest in League One to go and take Matt. And manager's telling me that himself, knowing that we were still at the table. And you know, Tubbsy gave me his word that if I come out of Bournemouth, I'm coming to Rotherham. And he's kept true to his word. Well, he's here to the end of January. That's guaranteed. He's not going anywhere before then. So that paperwork has been completed. And within that paperwork, with the football club via the CEO has managed to negotiate that we have first option to buy Matt. So that's a decision that the board of directors here will take probably as we get into January, and I suppose then it'll be about how has he done, how much do we want to keep him, and there's always two sides to a negotiation with someone like that. Bournemouth would be the third party, but I think that would be almost definitely done, and the other party at the negotiation is Matt Tubbs. You know, does he, you know, like being at Rotherham United? Has he done enough? Is he playing every week? Is he scoring goals? Is he happy? You know, because the one thing that Tubbs here realised from Steve Evans, he may have signed for me and I may have said his name on a few occasions. The one thing about Tubbs here, though, is that if his performance is dipping, and I've done it before, I'll put him on the bench. I've done it at Crawley Hill, and if I have to do it at Rotherham, that's what I'll do. But we've got good value for money. The chairman has always spoken about we get value for money, and we wanted a decent striker, not any striker. And I think, to be fair, we've come up trumps today.
His patience paid off, because you've had to wait for this one, haven't you? And you've been looking at other strikers as well, but I suspect this is the one all the time that you wanted.
Yeah, and it's not a secret. We've bid for other strikers, and we've walked away from the table when we thought the terms got out of the region. But the one thing I can say to our supporters, that even had we brought another striker, Matt would still be coming. We've had that on the burner for 2 weeks, and in that 2 week period, we've been talking to other strikers about and other football clubs about a player. So from that point of view, he's somebody that we're keen to bring in. He'll add to Ravel and to Nardiello and you know, dare I say it, young Kieran Agard, who's been sensational in the last week. And listen, the boys, you will train hard all week, and we'll take a view in training, because if you don't work hard in training, you'll not be ready for crew. So we've worked on a couple of things in training. We ideas of what we'd like to do, and we'll do that this week. And the first time I know about our team for crew will be when it's announced.
Just finally, how much are you looking forward to getting started now and having that opportunity to manage this football club in League One?
Yeah, I think the last 12 days, if you like, Rob, have been particularly tough. You know, people forget we've played 4 championship teams here of championship quality players. And if anything new, we just need to sharpen the lads up. We're a week away in terms of sharpness, and the enduring side is completed through today. So we'll sharpen some people up and get ready for a big opportunity to go and express ourselves and embrace League One. You know, we went up to League One to play the likes of, you know, to go to Crewe and earn the right to host Preston and Sheffield United, a massive club in the league, and Wolves and these teams. We've earned the right to be there, but we have to now go in and perform at a different level.